This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
And that does describe a bit of the show today on a Friday.
That was one of the greatest. Oh, nothing bad things happen to you and nobody else.
Yes, Aaron, I'm talking to you.
Yeah, well, I was just about, you know, it's funny. So for people just joining, we've done a little bit of a cleansing, if you will, to get to the weekend and be emotionally free of the trigger points in sports. Rico and I both separate sports stories today, pre-show, and I've had it. And he read something about Aaron Rodgers. He's had it. For me, it was the LeBron drama. And again, it has nothing to do with LeBron not being Hall of Fame, being one of the best, if not the best player of all time. It is, I don't need, and this happens every 5 years, LeBron goes full drama mode. He's got all his little gremlins in the media, and he's got all his little sources, and they paint these pictures like Bob Ross, grieved LeBron, and the Lakers don't appreciate him. They're headed for a divorce. Do me a favor. Serve the papers. You're LeBron. Do whatever you want to do. You want to go play for Cleveland? Go play. Now, as luck would have it, and we're doing the whole, this is what I'm triggered by, guess what just popped up?
Oh, boy.
Another LeBron drama article. Luka Doncic's fancy dinner arose tensions between him and LeBron.
Wait, he didn't invite him?
Look. My whole point is DGAF. It's my trigger point because LeBron doesn't need to do any of this. Do what you want, how you want. You've earned the right. For you, it's Aaron Rodgers, and we've asked the people all day. The thing in sports that you just see red. When you hear it, see it, read it, whatever. Could be player, coach, team. We've had people call in and just say ESPN in some total. Ryan Day, Angel Reese. And here's the best part. It's your trigger point. You don't have to explain it. Just say it. Mm-hmm. So, and yes, the Chappelle Show, to me, is, if not the greatest, a top three all-time comedy show. I still laugh.
You know what? And it was, I saw a clip, Mike. Even further back was In Living Color, because
you're going way back,
right?
Now.
But it was you couldn't do the show now,
which is stupid because, and again, this, hold on, now we're getting into like life trigger points, People being triggered about stuff. No, here's how this works: you have a right to be offended, I have a right not to care,
right?
Nothing needs to happen, right? We've reached happen phase. You say something I don't like, therefore you bad. You need to lose job. Oh, no, hold on. Like, comedy's comedy.
Right, but
if you want to be offended, be offended.
You couldn't do Men on Films. You couldn't do the superhero handyman. You couldn't do any of that stuff. Like, people would be livid.
Right, but that's the problem.
Fire Marshal Bill.
But that's the problem. People are continually aggrieved. Mm-hmm. That's all 2025 is. But when we do our sports trigger points, it's not about being aggrieved. It's about you get outright angry about something, and you know you shouldn't. Mm-hmm. Like, the LeBron thing shouldn't bother me at this point. But it does, because it's like, dude, you're above this.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, you're above the nonsense.
Right. And when you said that, I'm like, this guy again, really? You can't sign an autograph? Really? You have to turn something so simple. Hey, Aaron. Hey, Mr. Rodgers, can I get your autograph on a football? No, because you're going to resell it. Dude, you know what? I'm just a fan of yours. I just wanted the autograph. Just sign the damn thing.
Is it bad I don't understand autographs? Does that make me bad?
No, it doesn't, Mike. It's one of those things that...
Like, I don't get it, but I agree with you. It's like, look what Kelce Plum did the other day. Don't you guys, isn't this weird? It's like, dude, Kelce, listen, no offense. The WNBA complains constantly that people don't care about them. You should be thrilled anyone wants your autograph.
No, because autographs, it makes cool pieces in the man cave or whatever. You can be like, hey, you know what? It's just like getting a selfie with somebody. Like, you know what? I don't get that either. No, I'm just saying, I saw Magic Johnson. He signed this basketball for me. It's like, you're like, wow, dude, is that really Magic? And you tell the story of how you got
True
it.
True or false, though? You could, honestly, who would know the difference if you had a Magic Johnson signature in your man cave or you faked it? What the hell is the difference at this point?
True people would know his signature.
Okay, so I get what you're saying. Do a decent job. Don't write it in crayon. Right. Magic with a J. No, you can't buy
Irvin with an I.
Right. That doesn't look right. 248-539-9797. Now, Kenny, before we go to the phones, you are yet to give us your trigger point.
So a caller earlier kind of basically had it, but I hate the ESPN model of let's be angry about things that we actually aren't angry about, release clips on social media, boom, that's our business model. That always has bothered me. Stephen A. pretending to be mad about, I don't know, breakfast cereal, whatever it is. Exactly. Stephen, you can't be this mad at everything all of the time. I can't subscribe to it. David always has it on in the control room, and it makes me very upset.
So would you say Stephen A. Smith?
It's not just him, though. It's like the cowherds, the people with these big, you know, bombastic opinions that you know that they actually don't believe. They're just trying to get clicks.
See, I don't mind Cowherd because I think he tries to lay things out. I don't hear him raise his voice very often. I would separate him and Stephen A. I personally would.
No, but it's for the clicks, though, is what I'm saying.
No,
it's not the angry thing. It's I'm going to say a ridiculous, I can't root for Baker Mayfield because he wears his hat backwards type of stuff.
Right, okay. Yes. Okay. Cowherd, Kenny, I'm with you. Cowherd is so, I'm so right and you're wrong. And if you don't agree with me, you're stupid.
That's why
we
always thought it was Costa. That's why it always sounded like Costa, didn't it?
Because, yeah, it's like, I have an opinion. And it's really fact because it came from me. If you disagree, you're a moron.
Well, listen, if you disagree with facts, then you've reached morons.
No. You give your opinion, but it's not really an opinion because you said it.
Okay, I got
it. It's fact.
Well, it is funny, the commercial that runs. He's like, no matter how many times I'm right, you'll still argue with me. And it's like, well, that's what radio is. I don't know what the hell.
Or maybe instead of saying, you know what, I was wrong, you'll keep justifying. Well, you know, if you just wait long enough, I'll be right.
But it's just the idea, the business model of I'm going to say something that's just so you can disagree with it so we get clicks on Twitter. That to me offends me.
Okay. No. And guess what? You've hit on FS1's game plan. Their shows aren't for TV. Those shows are to be chopped, sliced, diced, and pushed out for max impressions. That's all that is. So you're not wrong. That's an interesting one by Kenny. He's not wrong, but see, I don't partake in the social media nonsense. But I know how the sausage is made.
You can't even do social media now because you don't know what's just fake video from AI type of stuff. You've shown me a ton of AI stuff, Mike. That had me for a second.
Yeah,
I'm like,
I get sent a few things. Yeah, I mean, you know, friends will send me some funny ha-has.
But, oh, those. Jeez, Rico, I forgot about those.
That's everybody just calm down. 248.
Saratoga.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the new Tecumseh Tom.
Yes. 248-539-9797. The phone calls next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
So we've been having some fun today. What are the things that have just set you off that you are sick of in sports? For me, it was hearing about Aaron Rodgers not wanting to sign an autograph. I'm so sick of Aaron Rodgers. The juice is not worth the squeeze when it comes to that man. And he's always in the news. And every time I see him, it just angers me. So we wanted to know, what is that thing, whether it's a person, team, owner, agent, television network, television personality, or whatever it is in the world of sports that just sets you off when you hear their name or see another story about them. So let's go back to the phone lines. Jackson, you're on 97.1. Oops. Jackson. Okay. Okay, I don't know what happened. Kenny.
He'd had enough. All right, we'll go to Matt, 97.1. Matty, what's going on, buddy?
Hi, can you guys hear me?
Yeah. Loud and clear, pal. What's up?
The thing that gets me the most annoyed is definitely just that when in football, when they do reviews for did he get in, did he cross the plane, or did he intercept the ball? I think, I don't like review anyways, but I know they got to keep it. I think that everything should just be a coach's challenge. I think the NHL has it right. Yeah. And if you lose it, you get penalized.
I'm with you is that we have taken being right so far that it is destroying the ability to just enjoy the game. Example, every touchdown, you're afraid to high five a friend for fear of the yellow graphic.
Oh my goodness.
And it's always going to get reviewed. Matt, I'm with you. Think a guy scored, have the coach challenge it.
Yeah. Well, last second play, touchdown. Wait. You're looking at the screen. Is there a yellow flag icon about to pop up? No. Okay, now we can celebrate.
Correct. I'm with Matt. I think we've taken it too far in our pursuit of perfection.
Right, because everything looks bad in slow-mo.
That's true, yeah. Oh, and they ruined soccer, too, with the VAR. Don't even start on that.
So. Oh, video-assisted replay? Yeah, everybody in England hates that. I have never gotten a good review on the VAR. No one's happy with it.
It should be coach's challenge, but, you know, they're not going to do that either. So.
No, because it makes too much sense. Matt, it's no different than baseball with the challenge system on balls and strikes.
This call is being recorded.
Okay. So we can – I don't know what that was. We'll move it along. The point is, we're losing cabin pressure on a Friday, aren't we? It's also the idea of, like, oh, we'll roll it out for the All-Star game. What? You did it in spring training. You're doing it for the All-Star game. It should be in season. Every player, every manager has had enough of these umps. Mm-hmm. Just allow the challenges.
Right, because you know what's next is, well, we're going to allow it in the first round of the playoffs.
Yes.
Whole thing? Nah, just the first round.
Yeah. I'm waiting for it. We'll do it on Tuesday games, no others.
Right.
Let's go to Donald, 97.1. Don, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. I am so sick and tired of ESPN putting the front story on their 7 o'clock a.m. of the WNBA.
Oh, speak it.
God, how do I jump out the window, throw my TV with it?
Preach.
Quit pushing that on me.
I Donald, I did a topic a few weeks back. I mean, if I flip on SportsCenter looking for Padres Dodgers and I get 20 minutes on the St. Louis Valkyries, my head's going to explode. I just can't do this anymore. And then the best part too, Donald, you start to get the false discourse of, oh, they're underpaid. It's like league has never turned profit. In fact, they're overpaid. I'm not here for this. Like basic math, your rev share is insane. And now you know what's happening. Oh, the CBA, the offer's not right. Guys, wake me up when you turn a profit. One time in league history. One. And I'm sick of being told I need to like it. No, I don't.
No, you don't.
You know what that is.
What?
Yeah, I'm kidding.
No, I'm being serious. What?
No, it's just, you're a misogynist.
No, no, no. See, that's 2025 again. Like what I like or your bad thing. No, I'm not. I do not enjoy the product, and I don't enjoy the narrative being thrown our way, which is that you have to like it or you're bad. And oh my God, this league's exploding in popularity. Really? Let's go to that profit center again.
You know what it's become?
Sick of it.
It's become the new soccer.
Yes.
In America. Where everybody kept telling you, no, 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 trust me, the kids are going to make this thing popular. Well,
right.
I was part of those kids. I'm in my 50s. It still didn't catch. Just to put things in perspective.
Yeah, we're a long way from Alexei Lalas and Kobe Jones, okay?
Yeah.
That was 31 years ago.
Detroit Spirits here.
Yeah, it didn't happen.
Yeah.
But no, I
Trevor Francis.
I think you could embody that phone call and just go narrative. What has happened in sports media with narrative drives me nuts. Nuts at the national level. They, instead of just reporting the news, are shaping the news. That is not the same thing. Mm-hmm. Now, if you do opinion shows, that's different. Your job is to shape things, frame things, be thoughtful about it, engage people. Fine. But when you are looking at networks putting out talking points that are no different than any political surrogate,
yeah,
that is when I have a problem.
Well, it's because the lines are blurred because those networks know if we can get the people to watch the sport, it's going to help our network out. It's going to help my bottom line and my personal paycheck. So that's why you push the narrative.
Let's go to Norm 97.1. Norman, what's going on, buddy?
Mike. Rico, how are you guys?
Hey, good, Norm. Pal. What's going on?
Hey, I went to the baseball game the other night, and I don't mind, you know, the walk-up music, and they want you to get involved in all this, but in between every single pitch, they got to play some music. Then they got to tell you to stand up. Then they want you to clappity-clap-clap. Then they want you to stand up and dance. And then it's just too much. I just want just a little peace and quiet.
It's the orchestrated entertainment. I get it's almost like you're at a wedding reception. I got you.
Exactly. Thanks, guys.
Chicken dance time.
Okay. This is good. Everyone is good. They're clearing the deck for the weekend.
Love it.
That was not on my bingo board for today, by the way.
No?
When we came up with this topic, I was like, the music between pitches and baseball.
Let's go to Jason, 97.1. Yes, Jason.
Good afternoon, guys.
Afternoon,
Jason. I'm sorry I'm late to the party. I got something for Rico real quick after the topic.
Okay.
But my biggest beef is the NCAA. They're a clown car. It's been 2 years since Michigan got caught cheating. I mean, where's these suspensions at or barricaded wins? If not, say you're not going to do nothing, just not do nothing.
Well, all right, there's a couple things. One, I'll never argue with you that the NCAA is anything other than incompetent. But in fairness, I can't believe I'm saying this. Jason, they fast-tracked this whole thing. Otherwise, it would be 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want to blame anybody, I think you can go back to that scumbag Charlie Baker. I think you can go back to Tony Petitti. They allowed it to happen in real time. But now, Jason, what do I think is going to happen is the next couple weeks. I think you're 2 weeks away, 3 weeks away from hearing the COI and what the penalties are.
But see,
that's the time frame. Sorry.
I think for Jason, it's the fact that they literally got caught with their hand in the cookie jar, and it should have been handled right then and right there. Instead, okay, we're going to put you through the process. No, crumbs are still all over their face.
Yeah.
They ate the cookies right in front of you. And then got into the documentary bragging about it.
It'll be a 6 o'clock Friday news dumps like everything else.
Probably.
Rico, I got in the car when you were joking with Mike about his funny Uncle Mike moments.
Yes.
The moments can make Mike cry and be proud of his nephew is when, you know, you want to go to Chuck E. Cheese and play video games, whatever, when he wants to go to Costco. Mike will lose it.
That's
cry.
Right. Jason, we will will dominate the meat department. It will be a gala event.
Uncle Mike, like, what's the difference between this hamburger and this hamburger?
I'm glad you asked.
Son, let me tell you.
Okay. That, you serve that to, when you don't like people. This is what you serve
this
your family.
This is what you buy the people he likes. Let's go to Jeff, 97.1. Jeff, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Jeff.
The thing I can't stand is these national sports shows. They do these lists about who's under the most pressure, like what quarterback or what coach.
The hot
and
seat.
Like anybody, right? Anybody who's ever played, you're all under pressure. These guys are making huge amounts of money, even if it's a lot or a little. They're all under pressure. I can't get over these lists. I just want to hang up or want to turn off every time I hear it.
You know what's interesting, Jeff, and I agree with you totally, is – just about every coach in every sport in every city is one bad year from getting fired. If you really think about it, go out and go 3-9 and see if you keep your job in college. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kirby Smart could survive it, but not many others.
Right. Yeah, go watch a 13-year-old like I'm about to play a travel baseball game. That kid feels all the pressure in the world too, like everybody does. It's just a silly thing to talk about.
Yeah, and Jeff, look, and it I mean, me saying it is going to sound crazy because, like, yeah, we do a radio show every day. But I think the problem is, like, okay, Rico and I are on 4 hours a day, right? Forget football season where we're doing the extra, you know, products, whatever. But what you're seeing in sports media is they're still trying to cater sports news 24/7, 365. The reality is there's not enough news to do it. So what you end up with is a bunch of filler crap.
The list.
List.
Well, the lists are okay, but not the hot seat.
Like hot list. Seat list.
Yeah, hot seat. Exactly. I'm with Jeff on this.
Everybody's in the hot seat. You're right.
Yeah, like, oh, you mean to tell me the bum who's 2-18 at Purdue is on the hot seat? Yeah, no, okay. No bleep.
I know never will happen, Jeff, but let Dan Campbell go, you know, 4-13. Guess what happens, Mike?
You can't say that here.
He's been put on the hot seat.
How dare you?
Just saying. It won't, but if he went from 15-2 to 4-13. Yeah, he's going to be on the hot seat.
Let's go to Lorenzo, 97.1. What's up, Lo?
What's up? How you been?
Good, man.
Hey, you're still invited to the cookout, Mike.
Thank you. I appreciate I've maintained my status.
Of course you have. Man, I can't take it anymore. Every football season, every great game or primetime game or whatever, Joe Buck and Troy Aikman.
Brutal.
Oh, dude, listen. I can tolerate Tom Brady, but I'm sick of Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. Seems to me Aikman's head gets bigger every year and his ears, and somehow, some way, Dallas ends up in the conversation.
Lo, the best part, and I mean, look, I respect Aikman, is that he went to NFL Europe to learn how to call games. He wasn't handed the job, but now it's devolved into Buck setting him up with something with a highlight, and he'll turn to deal, be like, oh, that's not good, Joe. That's just not good at all. And you're like, great, $25 million a year. That's just not good. You're kidding me. He snapped it over his head.
Oh, man, it's horrible. It's brutal. Anyway, thanks for taking my call.
Sir.
Have a great weekend.
Lorenzo, you too. But I will say this. In the NFL, in the lexicon of NFL announcers, the one who I am just out on is Collinsworth. Can't do it anymore. Can't do it.
The slide.
No. All, just anything Collinsworth. Every play is the greatest play in the world. It could be the first quarter, 4 minutes in. We're doing a 7-minute soliloquy on Lamar Jackson. This guy. Dude, please. It's the first quarter.
But it goes back to what I said with the one caller. Everybody's the greatest in the go. Oh, look.
Yeah. You know the other one I hate?
Every play can't be great.
I hate fake announcer laughter. Stop with the fake banter. Right. Nothing was funny.
Go
Guy throws a 75-yard touchdown pass, and in the middle of it, oh, my. Stop. Just call the game.
It's called announcer filler.
No, I don't need the laughter. Now, I also don't need you to sound like Brenneman. And there's a deep drive to right. I'm like, no, no, I don't need that. But gee whiz. Collinsworth on a swing pass, and he acts like it's the painting of the Sistine Chapel. Come on, man.
Or a deep fly ball.
No, that audio is just, we can't play it right now. We don't have time. But that is still one of the most remarkable clips ever. I may never work again. And there's a deep drive to right. Okay. 248-539-9797. It's 97.1.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Well, you know what? Hey!
All right, 97.1, Odyssey.com Rewind. You missed anything. Topic of the day was a good one. We're going to ask Mark Ryan about this right now. We just did something to cleanse yourself for the weekend. The airing of the grievances. A Festivus. And it is, Mark, before the show, Rico, he got triggered reading about Aaron Rodgers. He hates Aaron Rodgers. And Aaron with the autograph thing. Me, it was the LeBron drama. Every day now, I'm getting an article about LeBron and Lakers headed to divorce. LeBron doesn't feel valued. You know what that is. That's LeBron and his media trolls and his little sources. It is, what is the one singular thing in sports that you just immediately see red?
Dallas Cowboys, anything.
We got two of those today.
any single time. This is the greatest country on earth. You don't get to claim that you're America's team. America doesn't subscribe to that sack of bleep. Okay? No multiple playoff wins this century. Ugh. That's America's team? Like, when you self-gloss like that, think about what that says about you.
And the media makes it worse.
Exactly.
That's the problem.
And they act like we care.
We got two Dallas Cowboys. We got one ESPN.
Has it been 30 years since they won the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I think so.
1998 is the last time they went to the conference championship game.
No, but I'm saying the Super Bowl was like, what, 95?
Somewhere, 96, somewhere
like
that.
You know what they are? They are the Texas A&M of pro sports. A&M, I keep hearing about how special they are. I know, the whole bonfire and the whole bit. It's been 1998 since Texas A&M has won a conference championship.
I was going to say Texas.
But at least Texas made the playoff.
Right,
Texas
they had the Vince Young year, but that was a while ago.
I know. But A&M hasn't won a conference title since 98.
I lived there when I was a kid. Those people are certifiably insane.
Yes.
Absolutely, positively crazy.
They are. I know. I hate when the media pumps it out and it all lies in the state
people
of Texas.
Don't want to say cult. No, that's as cult. Much of a cult as has ever existed in sports.
100%. What are you doing next?
I'll tell you what. They say the Tigers cannot be the World Series favorite, and I'm going to tell you why that doesn't matter. There has never been a QB that's won a Super Bowl that's met this criterion for the Lions to do it. Jared Goff has to overcome that.
See, that's two good ones. I agree with the baseball one. Not that it matters. The best team doesn't win. Look at me. I'm a Yankee fan. Yeah, that's really worked out the last 16 years. But look at the Braves. All the years. How many years were the Braves great? You won 16 AL East in a row, right? Yeah. NL East, rather?
Yeah.
What'd you do? One championship?
One championship, and then...
That's cute.
Jim Leyritz, basically.
Okay, I know. You're still salty about that.
Sits on a...
Did it get worse when you found out what a horrible human
toilet.
Being he was as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news... You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.